95.7 The Hog, The Morning Hog, Riggs, Steve, Josh, S.R. Perot, The Morning Hog Brew Review, already in effect right now. We are in the midst of some great new flavors, familiar flavors, holiday flavors, winter flavors. Tampa Bay Brewing Company stepped it up. Sierra Nevada stepped it up. I don't even know where we go next to keep going up the ladder.
You want to go to Jacksonville?
Let's go to Jacksonville.
Veterans United.
Whoa! Duval! Oh. Let's do it.
You know, that's really funny that you say that because today is Veterans Day.
What?
Yeah, today's Veterans Day, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I knew that. And yeah. That's exactly why I brought it.
We'll chop it up right there.
See, I knew you did it for a reason.
Nice.
Come on now.
I do everything.
Happy Veterans Day to Steve, who's a veteran.
Thank you.
Josh, thank you for your service, sir.
Yes, thank you. Josh and I are veterans of drinking beers. Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
oh my gosh.
I'm still in service of drinking beer.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been drafted to try this draft.
This is the first one.
Beer.
This is the third one.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Wow. I feel like somebody just made some coffee.
You know the super ironic thing about this, though? Is the first beer was, 5.5%? Right around there somewhere?
Yeah.
This beer is actually 4.7%.
Really?
So people assume
heavy
darker
dark
beers are going to be heavier and they're going to be more alcohol.
Come on,
that
man.
Is not the case.
Come on,
it, it smells so good.
If you learn nothing from the beer review, learn that.
Yep.
That the color doesn't necessarily match the number on the bottom of the can or wherever it's at.
Like I said, 4.7% alcohol. Okay. This is an oatmeal espresso stout.
I
Cup of Joe.
Freaking love this. I love this.
I feel awake. I'm pretty awake now.
It's not, you taste the coffee, but it's not real boom. It's there. You know it's there, but it's not slapping you in the mouth with it.
So the really cool thing about these style of beers is that coffee flavor you're getting isn't always necessarily the coffee or the espresso. Mm. Most of the time it's from that roasted malt.
Okay.
Because what do you do to the coffee beans?
Yeah, you
roast them.
You roast them.
Bingo. Yeah. So you're roasting malt in exactly the same style you're roasting coffee beans. So you're getting a lot of those similar flavors. You know, especially the darker you roast, you get a lot of chocolate.
Okay.
You get that roasty, almost burnt.
Yes.
But not quite.
Yes.
Again, a nicely balanced beer. Not thick.
No, you're right. It's really good.
Yeah. Not heavy flavor. Not heavy, obviously, ABV. Four and change. But I feel like, because we don't drink coffee, we do a morning show. Neither of us drink coffee.
Right.
On the rag.
Neither do I.
I drink it every morning. But that, I just do it before as soon as I get up. As soon as I get up.
Do you sneak it? Oh, you do it at home and you're naked. I choose not to think about that. I don't here in the studio. But this is like our I'm waking up again now. You know?
Right? Yeah.
I don't know if there's caffeine in this, but it feels like it.
You know, that's always one of those things I'm always curious about, whether or not the caffeine translates into the beer.
I think
if it does, it does. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Sure.
You know.
It's all about what you choose to taste and
think. As long as it tastes great.
I can't read it.
I've got four eyes.
I still can't read it.
I didn't think you needed to add the word it.
Right, yeah, yeah. Great point.
What?
Yeah.
Can't read?
Never mind, Josh.
It?
Yeah, that's good enough. Yeah.
Can't read.
Yeah. Can't.
Bump the brakes right there, bro.
Come on, man.
There are some pictures on here.
All right. And by the way, Veterans United right there in Jacksonville.
Yep.
Supporters of the Jacksonville Jaguars, right?
100%.
We're hoping to make a road trip up to a game in the very near future.
I'm hoping we do.
So if you're up there, you want to look for Steve. Well,
what,
for
you mean like
he'll be passed out in the bathroom.
The really cool
it's a
thing.
Great game.
What?
Their beer now is you can find it in Publix.
Right.
Yep.
Mm.
That's so really.
Keep your eyes peeled. Yeah.
Look at it.
Distribution this most recent fall sets. So keep your eyes peeled or check out our website.
Oh, he's talking about srprot.com/beerfinder. Yeah, you want to look that up as well. But I have had their beer in. Daly's place, right adjacent to the stadium.
Yep.
So if you go to a show or whatever, you know, you can grab some of
Jacksonville,
that Veterans
it's
United.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Man, Veterans United, well done.
Yes.
Well done.
It.
Now, what's next? Because I have no idea where you take the flavor palette.
You recognize that?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Son of. Wow. Wow.
I've heard of them before.
Terrapin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Athens, Georgia's.
That's right. So they do a collaboration with a place called Olive and Seclair.
Okay.
I believe it's a coffee type place.
Right.
This is white chocolate moo.
Oh,
chocolate moo
has been a staple during this time of year for a very long time.
Yes.
And they want to change it up a little bit. So these are actually in six packs, 12-ounce cans.
Right.
A little bit on draft.
Okay.
So if you keep your eyes peeled out there,
really?
You might get lucky.
That is a very interesting draft choice right there. Oh, my God.
Nice dark.
Again, if you change your oil recently, you've seen that.
The color difference.
Yeah, it's a little bit more brown than on top than it is black. Okay.
It almost looks, like white chocolate sitting on top.
Yeah,
there.
I left a pack of brown crayons sitting on the stove one time. It looked like this.
Really?
Yeah.
You had that many?
It didn't smell like this, though. I collect them. Whoa, this is, okay. All right, Terrapin, let's see what you got.
Wow.
You got good. Oh, wow. That chocolate is like stout. Wow.
Yeah.
White chocolate.
That is which so is different good.
If you ever eat a white candy bar versus a brown candy bar.
Which actually, I prefer.
So I misspoke earlier. I think that Olive and Sinclair Place is actually a chocolate factory.
Yeah, that's fine. Good enough.
But yeah, that's that makes me happy.
Oh, my.
I'm in a happy place.
Wow.
I agree with you.
It's
on
definitely
that.
a dessert style beer.
Yep.
It's much sweeter than the Cup of Joe.
Right.
But it's only, what, 6.1% alcohol?
Is that all?
Let me see. Yeah.
Really? Again, I would assume bigger.
Yep. You're correct. He's right.
So imagine that you're having, and Josh, you're the scientist, you put this together, but imagine you're having like a cloudy and maybe another beer, and then you want to change it up a little bit. You can put one of these in the mix, and it's perfect.
This would be like a great nightcap.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Whether you've had a meal or not. Let this be your meal.
Yeah, skip your drumstick or whatever you have at the end of the night.
Right.
You know, crack one of these open.
Help you sleep better, too.
Get you a nice slice of tiramisu.
I'm just saying, I know it's non-traditional maybe, but I could see putting, these come in six packs. I could see putting six of these on the Thanksgiving table.
I'm in.
You know, and everybody gets to enjoy them, except the kids, of course, obviously, because I get there, so I get like four. So that's great. It's even better.
They can smell it.
Yeah. They can smell it. They scratch at the cans like cats. All right, so that's a great flavor. I don't even know how you would get darker and deeper and crazier than that, but what's last?
Well, I'm not going to get any darker. That was the end of it.
Fair enough.
I'm actually going to go a completely different direction, and we're going to head over to Angry Orchard.
Have they done something new?
They did. So we know them for their crisp apple is their classic original flavor.
Okay. Yes.
And then they have all kinds of tropicals and green apple and rosé and all kinds of things. And they're like, you know what? I bet people would like if this had more alcohol in it.
Oh.
So they took their crisp apple, and now it's 8% alcohol.
Get out.
Shut the front door.
How do they do that? How does that happen?
You take alcohol powder and...
Right.
No, it's the brewing process. They change up some of the... how much water is in there and how much, you know, all the good stuff, the yeast and malt and whatnot, and formulate it so it's 8%.
Ooh, smells really, really sweet. So
it's a big, bold and madly refreshing.
This is a problem. Here's why. A good problem. Because it tastes very similar to the original.
Oh, wow. That's really good.
And if you had two of those cans back to back and didn't look at the label.
Holy mackerel.
You would not know.
The flavor is just slightly more robust, I think.
Yes.
But you're right. As far as ABV is concerned,
yeah,
I don't think you would ever be able to tell the difference.
No, you wouldn't.
You know what would be awesome is, I'm not sure if you've ever heard of a snake bite.
Sure, yes.
Cider and Guinness or a stout.
Cannot do that.
Once the show's over, I think I'm gonna try to layer the Cup of Joe on top of this.
Are you going to do that?
Maybe.
Steve is not excited about the snake bite.
No, I've had one of those before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not impressed.
Yeah, that's why they stopped calling him Copperhead Steve.
Right.
Story, yeah, because he just
very like, short nickname.
He doesn't tangle with the snake.
Short lived.
So this is a brilliant concoction, though.
Yep.
So would this be one of those non-seasonal things?
Nope. This is year round.
Whoa.
What?
Yes.
Year round.
All right.
Yeah. So Cloudy Donkey is a special release / seasonal. The celebration obviously seasonal. Cup of Joe is seasonal.
Okay.
White Chocolate Moo is seasonal. Angry Orchard full time.
Oh, that's
so.
Good.
Definitely grab them while you're out there.
Yeah. SRProd.com/beerfinder. That's right. You can find it right there. Well, Josh, thank you very much for enlightening us, for making us happy, for making my face feel hot. And we'll see you next week.
Cheers.
Your face is hot, too.